It's going to take all of us here making an effort. There's many of us, we have skills, but we've just kind of said when and where. Well, here is the opportunity now. We're giving you opportunity to step to the forefront and make yourself available to another young person out there, because each and every one of you here can touch a young person's life and make a difference. See, I still believe in each and every one of us in this house. If we could just work together as one.
Minister Mark Alford of the Second Congregational Church was among the faith leaders at Tuesday's meeting. Together, the community's religious organizations will start two after-school homework programs and draw on their congregations to serve in a citywide mentoring program. Berkshire United Way will run the mentoring initiative and has scheduled a panel discussion on November 12th at the First Baptist Church in Pittsfield. Those ideas are part of a community action plan developed by various committees over the past month and laid out Tuesday. Another program being launched is a parental support group. Vanessa Guest Slaughter is a social worker with the Pittsfield Community Connection.
So this is a place where the parents can come and speak about what they feel they're good in, what they feel they need help in, and that has to do with their children, rearing, cooking, babysitting. And the goal is to try to get these women to help themselves.
The efforts have been spurred by the August 18th shooting around 9 a.m. near the intersection of Tyler and First Streets. It sent 17-year-old Deshaun Taylor to the hospital. Pittsfield police arrested a 15-year-old male believed to be the shooter. His name has not been released because he is a juvenile. Roughly 25 businesses have agreed to double the number of positions in the Berkshire Regional Employment Board's six-week Summer Youth Jobs Program to nearly 120 next year and take part in on-the-job training efforts for high school students. Pat Maraca, CEO of Pittsfield-based Nuclea Biotechnologies, says the company has been worried about area crime and how it might affect worker recruitment. He said he looked at business improvement districts in other cities where companies come together to fund security and economic development programs.
But in Springfield, they established a BID in 1998, and in 8 years, their assessed property values in the BID climbed by 54%. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. In Hyannis, the BID saw downtown business vacancies drop from 10% to 1% from 1997 to 2006. Those are successes.
Maraca said Nuclea would be the first company to put money toward this type of initiative and will ask the city council to look at setting up the improvement district. Pittsfield Police Chief Michael Wynn has been working with the city for the past 20 years. Saying he was speaking as a community member, he encouraged support for existing programs within Pittsfield, like summer literacy courses and Berkshire United Way, versus seeking outside solutions.
But we've got a lot of people doing a lot of work and a lot of duplication and redundant things, and we don't know what's happening elsewhere in the city. We've got to start talking between neighborhoods and across neighborhood lines, because you know the police department's in every neighborhood. We meet with Morningside Initiative and Westside Initiative. We meet with 15 different neighborhood watch groups. We go to these. We see what everybody's doing in the community schools. But you're not leaving your neighborhoods, and you're not leaving your comfort zone, and you don't know what else has happened here in the city. And we can go get more programs from Worcester, just like we did with the Shannon Grant. We're still going to have to deliver it here.
Ashley Radigan of the Fenn Street Community Development Corporation is putting together a resource guide compiling ongoing programs and opportunities into one source. Also, Radigan's call for space to set up a standalone youth center was answered by Eric Wilder of the Social Education Engaging Diversity, or SEED Network, and Goodwill.
I want to donate the space for the youth program. Goodwill is a site that will provide space for that youth program.
Another initiative being rolled out is a free family film and open mic night every Sunday starting in late October at the Boys and Girls Club. Vin Marinero of the Pittsfield Youth Commission suggested setting up a forum for young people to let adults know how they feel.
And they're in fear, and they're being bullied, and they're being hurt, and they're being abused, and we need to hear from them. Because that's the way we have changed.
Charles Harrigan says it comes down to parenting.
20 minutes out of your day to help with homework. Okay, go to the park, sit there, watch them play. Be involved. I'm not the only parent, but I'm the only one that I see when I go to the park.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.